The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
This.
Well, good morning, little brother.
Is Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Once again, any questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685. The Mike Schaefer Hour, sponsored by Trek CBD, two Lincoln locations. We did not get into the quarterback at all last segment. Nebraska does add Casey Thompson on Friday. Chuba Purdy visiting tomorrow.
Yes, Chuba.
He's been in Oklahoma at least for a day or two. So Casey Thompson commits Friday. Then we get the news that Purdy's going to visit Oklahoma like right after that, basically. Where does Nebraska stand with Chuba Purdy from what you heard this week?
Well, I mean, they're going to have their opportunity this weekend. I think the relationship there is pretty strong. Obviously, Mark Whipple was putting in work before he was even hired by Nebraska, and so I think that certainly helps. I think there's some connections between Whipple and Purdy that run pretty deep, that go back to kind of the Scottsdale, Arizona area.
Yeah.
I think they have a lot of similar connections. I expect Nebraska ends up with this commitment, but who knows? I didn't expect Oklahoma to make an offer. I think Oklahoma's quarterback situation beyond Dylan Gabriel is cause for concern over there. And so they are in a similar boat where it's like, we got to have, you know, if Dylan Gabriel had a season-ending injury at UCF, like, we got to have somebody if this goes south. And so I think that's kind of where Purdy comes in at. And look, I mean, that's a better opportunity than Nebraska. So we'll see if that weighs into all of it.
It is.
But I do think that the connection between Whipple and Purdy, and I think those run pretty deep, I think that'll help.
Do you know if Purdy goes to Oklahoma or elsewhere, is there another quarterback out there beyond Casey Thompson that committed that they're looking at?
I feel like we had this conversation last week, and I don't feel that it's Chuba Purdy or bust by any means. I mean, if there's, you know, there's going to be other quarterbacks that are in the portal. You go into the spring with Casey Thompson and Logan Smothers and Heinrich Harburg and Richard Torres, and you just keep an
Masker.
Eye out.
Masker.
Well, yeah. You have your walk-ons, Masker, mm-hmm. Cynic. I don't know how
hey,
far
well,
we need to
go. Stetson Bennett was a walk-on, hello.
True,
I mean,
true.
Just won a national
title. Can't forget
title.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just saying.
Well, let me know when Nebraska has a defensive lineman as good as Georgia
I'm
Davis.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Masker. Anyway, yeah, so what you're suggesting, which I agree with if you are suggesting it, you don't have to necessarily have somebody in place.
Ideally, you would like that, but there's...
You can wait till you can
like
wait it out.
I've said this every single Thursday since mid-November. There's going to be more quarterbacks in the portal.
Yeah,
there's going to be another Chuba Purdy.
Yeah,
His name won't be Chuba Purdy,
right.
But it'll be the similar kind of guy that needs an opportunity to land with his feet somewhere and have, you know, a chance.
Yeah,
so
I don't get all...
I wouldn't be overly upset if I was a Nebraska fan and he chooses Oklahoma. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
No.
But I just, there's enough quarterbacks. I think Casey Thompson is very clearly, if healthy, the guy that it's going to be for 2022. This next position is to pit them against Logan Smothers and see who develops.
So do you understand,
and
Jake, what we're talking about? Spring ball will occur. People will lose jobs. Quarterbacks, they'll lose jobs, they'll get shifted down the depth chart. Into the portal they go. You can go into the portal in late April or whenever this is and get a quarterback. They're available. They're going to be available. Okay,
Chuba,
it's not. Yeah, I'm with Schaefer. It's not Chuba Purdy or bust.
Yeah, I'm also somewhat skeptical. If you go get a second quarterback, how much time are they really going to get with Mark Whipple in the spring? Because I would assume he and Casey Thompson are going to be attached at the hip.
Okay, now, hold on. That's a great, great question.
You know, everyone wants to talk about development of, like, these younger guys. Nebraska's in a win-or-go-home situation.
Right.
It's going to be Casey Thompson with Mark Whipple all the time.
Now, Chafe. We just stumbled into a very interesting discussion. I don't think it can be that way. I get it, though, because of the fourth down nature of the season.
Well, I think you have to...
I just don't agree that they can be attached at the hip because you still do have to develop a backup.
Well, I'm not saying that you're ignoring those other guys, but it's not a traditional spring.
No, it's not.
It's not last spring you have Adrian and it's like you're going to work with him, but you also want to see what you have with Logan and you want to see what you have with Heinrich and those guys are going to play, you know. So it's a very different vibe.
Hold on, you can pull this off. There's an obvious way. Whipple, yeah, he might be attached to Charles, but Frost has got to help. Frost has got to develop those other guys. He has to be in that picture. Frost is a quarterback's coach.
He's the CEO. He needs to be walking around seeing how everything's going.
That's a good
point. We can't have the dual narratives pushing against each other.
And I got you. That's a good point.
Now, they're going to have graduate assistants and quality control coach. And,
you better have a good one there.
Steve Cooper's been involved. Yeah. Steve Cooper is someone who I just kind of want to give a quick shout out. Like the work that he did when they moved on from those coaches in November, he was involved with stuff
really well
there. He's been on the road recruiting for Nebraska. He's recruiting Anthony Grant right now for Nebraska. That was one of the names that was given to me by Anthony the other day. So, you know, they're getting a lot of mileage out of some of these guys. And if Steve Cooper's around in the spring, he's going to be working with those quarterbacks.
Yeah, a person like Cooper's really important in that discussion.
So I'm not trying to say that Mark Whipple won't be involved. But you have to at least consider that Whipple and Thompson are going to be around each other a lot.
Situational.
Because their fates and Nebraska's fate is all kind of tied to the same thing.
It's fourth down, Jake.
Now that we officially have Casey Thompson at Nebraska, how do you compare him to Adrian? Is it an upgrade, a downgrade, the same thing? Like, what's the
not
comparison?
Not official yet, by the way.
Well, so now he's committed, I guess.
Yeah, it's not official until he gets aid.
True, okay. Now that it looks like he'll be at Nebraska. How about
Chubble,
that?
What are you saying?
Nothing.
Is it now really Chubble Purdy or us?
No.
Is this why Thompson and Whipple
these things
be?
Are, you always yeah. got, the, no, the, I, the, just, we
Dylan,
have to lay
Dylan
that
Gabriel
out.
Is why
in this world, though, in this yeah. in this world, you have to.
No, that's a good point.
Because Dylan Gabriel went from UCF to UCLA and then Oklahoma.
Right.
That's one.
So,
but yeah,
I think that from a pure talent standpoint, Adrian is probably the more talented of the two.
Say
from
that.
Just like a physical gifted ability.
Bigger.
Now.
Faster.
That being said, I have watched a number of quarterbacks that are significantly less talented than Adrian Martinez pile up wins in the Big Ten West. I don't think it's that fair. There's a reason that I have to pit what Casey Thompson's total talent is against Adrian and then make it, well, if he's less talented, they're going to win less games. I don't think it's going to work like that. Because I think he can help Nebraska in areas that can maximize their roster that Adrian wasn't as efficient at. I think he's going to be a far better passer. If you're trailing in a game and you're like, Mike, would you rather have Casey Thompson running this two-minute drill or Adrian Martinez? You wouldn't even finish Casey Thompson's last name before I'm telling you that's who I'd rather have in.
I get that. I mean, it's interesting.
Situationally, they're different.
Right.
And I think that it benefits Nebraska to a degree. Now, they have the same issue. It's who's going to be around them.
Yeah.
Who's going to make their life easier? Trey Palmer's a good start. Yep. That's not everything.
That's a pretty good start.
DeAndre
though.
Jackson, I don't know. I don't know if he's going to make.
Well, you never know. I mean, Ramir Johnson's 5'11", 200 now.
Mark,
you know,
Whipple likes Ramir Johnson a lot.
Yeah, I like him.
So, and look, Oliver Martin, Omar Manning, Xavier Betts, there's a lot of talent there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, are they going to take a step from we're talented and people like us and they want to talk about us to all of a sudden other opposing teams have to worry about us on the field?
They have to find a running back that just doesn't get what's blocked. They get in excess of that. They have guys that can get what's blocked.
They need their Blake Corum or, you know, Hassan Haskins or guys that just fight for that extra 2 yards.
Can you imagine how much different these conversations would be if they had a Hassan Haskins?
I don't think Nebraska's 3-9 next year.
No.
Or not next year, but last year.
Right. If they just had that piece, if you had Amir Abdullah, that one piece, I don't know how many wins it equates to, but it's a lot different conversation.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Nebraska has
ifs and buts, man. Ifs and buts.
Oh, I know. I know.
They haven't recruited a running back that's been drafted since Amir Abdullah.
Yeah, 2014. Right? Yeah. 2014, he was a second rounder, and there hasn't been anybody since. That's amazing. I never thought.
You want to talk about like linking the downfall of where Nebraska's at now to like a singular position
and running back.
Like when I grew up, running back was like what you knew Nebraska for.
It was a given, right?
It'd be defense and running back. Like those are the two things that you knew you were getting.
It's
with
amazing
Nebraska
what's happened here, and I'm startled that Hell didn't bring that back. Because I think he was intent on it, and it just didn't get done, Mike. It didn't get done.
Well, you had to get the right guy. You had to be able to develop that guy. The relationship between that guy and the coach needed to be good.
He brought in guys that weren't that level.
Yeah,
they just weren't. I mean, there's just no other way to put it.
Didn't work out.
Now it could still work out for a couple of those guys, though, like Ramir. I mean, I don't know. We'll see what he looks like in the spring. I like him because he runs hard, and he booms it up between the tackles. He does. You got to say that. He when they ask him to run between the tackles, Jake,
he does.
He hammers it. He hammers it.
You just don't know that you're going to get anything additional out of it than what's right there.
Right.
And that's not the knock on him. He does things well, but it's just there's a difference between doing things well and being special.
Yes.
And they haven't had a special running back in a long time.
Right.
It's been too long. Let's play the game. So give us a call right now, 402-464-5685, a chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe and Shut Up Sipple. Sip is 2-1 on the week, going for a winning week by Thursday. Today's topic is Throwback Thursday.
It has that week thing down.
The 2014 NFL Draft.
All right.
Yeah. 2014. It's pretty recent.
That's pretty random.
Shapers in his wheelhouse here.
Yeah, that's really
think
random.
You know your 2014 NFL Draft, 402-464-5685. Shut Up Sipple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the date down. Sip and trivia. How do you feel today, Sip, about the 2014 NFL draft?
I mean, it helps to have Schaefer as a security blanket.
Schaefer knows where he was watching this at, is what he said.
I actually had just recently went back through because Rick Spielman was fired, and I went back through all their first round picks and
did you? And
what they had been doing. And so I feel like I have a pretty good feel for the 2014.
Did you do that?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Dave.
The student of the game.
Dave, how do you feel about the 2014 NFL draft?
I just hope I can get over the Schaefer hump.
Okay, trying to get over the Schaefer hump. That's a big hump to get over for this category.
Don't Humpty worry, hump. It's still Steve on his own for three of the questions.
Yes. That's right.
Let's do the Humpty hump.
All right, on that note, let's start the game. Dave.
How about that?
No, that was not song of the day. Maybe it could be going forward.
It could
forward.
Be, though. Do the
Dave,
Humpty dance.
What wide receiver from Texas A&M did the Bucs take 7th overall in the 2014 NFL draft?
That's got to be Mike Evans.
Oh, wow.
Mike Evans.
Jerian Pettaway's best friend.
That's right.
Hello?
You didn't know this?
I didn't know this.
Mike Evans came to Nebraska basketball games.
He did.
There's stuff I don't know.
Back when Nebraska was good. Nebraska was kind of good.
It's incredible what I don't know. I mean, it is.
I felt like this is fairly common
That was a pretty common knowledge.
Yeah, I'm back on my heels a little bit. I don't know.
It's incredible.
All right.
It's incredible what I don't know. I will tell you that.
All right, Sip, for the tie, you can use Schaefer still. Okay. First question. What linebacker from UCLA did the Vikings take ninth overall in the 2014 NFL draft? I would probably use your lifeline here.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, you're just handing me one. Mike Schaefer, the floor is yours.
This would be someone that I just have not enjoyed a lot during his career. He's been hurt. He costs too much. His name is Anthony Barr. And for some reason, Mike Zimmer loved to put him in coverage against Cooper Kupp, which, you know, it's going to go really well.
Not wise for a linebacker to be in coverage on
a guy that should be a defensive end, but he's a linebacker.
Yeah, well, Mike Zimmer's gone now.
Humans
so.
Do really odd things, and that would fall under that category.
Yeah, that was...
All right, so Schaefer's out. You're on your own, Sip, but you're tied 1-1. Dave, last question for a 2-1 lead. What defensive tackle from Pittsburgh did the Rams take 13th overall in 2014?
Probably Aaron Donald.
I did know that.
Definitely Aaron Donald.
Yeah, that was I would say that was a layup.
Well, people say the callers don't get enough.
It was a pretty good draft if you go back through the names.
Yeah. All right, Sip, you're on your own. Last question to tie it up and go to the tiebreaker. What offensive tackle from Michigan did the Titans take 11th overall in 2014?
That would be Taylor Lewan.
Look at you.
Look at that. I was impressive by yourself. All right, Dave, this goes to you because it was Sip yesterday. So, Dave.
Damning me with faint praise once again.
Dave, this is to you. Here is the question. What number of pick was Penn State's Allen Robinson to the Jaguars in 2014?
He's putting out the number?
Yep. What number of pick was he, Dave?
Ooh.
Got to get this.
Jaguars. Shoot, they were kind of good there for a bit. Let's say...
15th overall.
Whoa, that's a good one. That's a good. I think he put a good number out there.
So he was. Was he drafted above 15?
Yeah,
or
he was
15?
A higher pick than 15th. Oh God. Was he a second round guy?
He was 61st overall, late second round.
Allen Robinson.
That's right. 61st overall.
That was tricky, Jake.
I didn't try to trick
trickster.
You. Schaefer had it right. He said second.
Well,
round.
Well, I would have guessed like 45. Okay, like just well, you pick the middle of the second round.
Pretty good guess.
I thought he was pretty good.
He was good, but he went second round, late second round. Dave, congrats. We got your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
That hurts.
All right, good stuff. We got Dave. His bagels from Eagle Delivery, the courier of the ticket.
That hurts. Jake, that is painful.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes.
That's a painful loss. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know where we get in arguments all the time about some losses being different than others, and I think I'm once again contradicting myself and being a hypocrite. The close losses hurt more than the blowouts. Is that my stance on those?
I think so.
Yeah, I don't even know what my
stance is. Yeah, you had a 50-50 chance. No, yeah. The guy said a number, and you could have went either way.
I've always said blowouts don't bother me as much as close losses, so I'm not being a hypocrite. I'm actually that hurts me more than
more
getting blown out. Yeah,
okay.
That hurts me more than getting blown out. God.
Schaefer, thank
Dang
you.
It.
Fun,
yeah, Schaefer,
fun as
thank
always.
You.
Happy to be here.
We'll see you next Thursday.
Sounds good.
We'll wrap things up with a spillover next on Early Break in the Ticket.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.